The House of Representatives is getting set for a showdown vote on Wednesday on one of the most significant changes to campaign spending laws since the 1970s. The bill, sponsored by Representatives Christopher Shays and Martin Meehan, is nearly identical to a measure that has already passed the Senate. That one sponsored by Senators John McCain and Russell Feingold. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says supporters of campaign finance reform will benefit from a boost they couldn't possibly have expected, the collapse of Enron.
Under the law of unintended consequences, Enron may turn out to be the most potent lobbyist for campaign finance reform. House members feel the hot breath of public outrage over the Enron scandal on their necks, some fearful of the wrath of a Republican leadership crying Armageddon may take cover by citing the pressures of that outrage. No question, soft money is in real danger. And as the New York Times reports today, both parties are breaking records, filling up their soft money coffers for next November's election before the boom comes down. Reform tends to fly on the wings of scandal. The 1974 law that Shays, Meehan, and McCain-Feingold would repair was a product of Watergate. It sought to regulate contributions to candidates, party organizations, and political action committees, and that worked pretty well for several years. But the law left open collection of money for voter registration drives and party-building activities. Soft money, it was called. And starting around 1988, party organizations began finding clever ways of harnessing soft money to the hard needs of their candidates. Trying to close that loophole ran into the fact that incumbents came to feel dependent on lavish gifts from lobbyists like Enron. Action was several times blocked by filibusters in the Senate, and the House twice passed bills in confident expectation that they would die in the Senate. But now the Senate has passed a bill, and the House on Wednesday may pass something similar. Speaker Dennis Hastert calls it a life-and-death issue for the Republican Party, perhaps an indicator of the pervasive effects of soft money. But fear of Enron fallout makes everybody nervous. President Bush, who opposed this reform during his election campaign, has so far stayed out of the controversy, the White House saying that one should not count on a veto. Enron's Kenneth Lay, whom Senator Ernest Hollings calls the poster child for cash-and-carry government, may turn out to have done more to advance the cause of reform than Senator McCain. This is Daniel Shore.